8:44 in WSGW.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait.
He knows what it's time for.
Yes, he does.
He does. Well, then, let's not get in the way without further ado, as we say.
It's now time for some of the most excruciating and indigestible 2+ minutes in News Talk Sports Radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Last week, I guaranteed back-to-back weeks of pure perfection. We now move on to this week. And wait, what? Excuse me? Oh, you'd like me to review the picks? We can't really afford to waste time doing... fine. Go to the tape.
Give me the Lions over the Bears 20-19.
Good snap, good hold, good kick, goodbye. Bears win it.
Wrong! Give me Penn State over MSU 27-19.
To the end zone, single coverage! And oh my goodness! Third touchdown by Jaden Reed!
Give me Ohio State over Michigan 37-31.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wolverine Nation, the long drought is over. Ohio State is vanquished. The Wolverines are going to win this one.
And he stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by.
Oh, bless his heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America.
Now, hold on there, Vern Lundquist. I'm not the sickest man in America because I am thrilled that I was wrong about the Michigan Wolverine and that I was wrong about MSU. Not so much, though, about the Lions. And when will I ever learn when it comes to picking for the Lions? Hey, a quick shout out to Michigan State's Mel Tucker, who was named the Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. So far, Tucker's the only coach to beat Jim Harbaugh this year. And speaking of Harbs, it was nice to watch him finally prevail against Ohio State, and Michigan did it by playing hardball, extremely physical up front, and running the ball down the opposition's throats. But can Michigan follow it up by winning its first Big Ten title since 2003? And will the Lions keep losing so they can draft Michigan pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson with the first overall pick? Well, since my overall record is 30-13, I've got to do much better this week. It's hard not to. Here are my picks. Let's start with the NFL as the surprising New England Patriots visit the Buffalo Bills this Monday night. Yes, the Patriots have been on fire, but expect Bills quarterback Josh Allen to have one of his best games of his career to stop the red-hot Patriots. Give me the Bills over the Patriots 26-24. Your constantly disappointing Detroit Lions host the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field this Sunday at 1 p.m. No DeAndre Swift for the Lions this week. Yes, the Vikes are without their top running back, but Swift is Detroit's best player. Without him, how do they move the ball? Yet, I remember this Lions team played the Vikings tough to the very end in their first matchup. Expect the same to happen here this Sunday. Give me the Vikings over the Lions 17-16. That's for you, Charlie. And finally, the second-ranked Michigan Wolverines take on the number 15 Iowa Hawkeyes for the Big Ten Championship this Saturday at Indianapolis. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW, your home for Michigan football. The Wolverines, after years of frustration, defeated their top adversary, kind of like the 1980 USA hockey team that pulled off that miraculous win over Russia. However, Team USA would go on to defeat Sweden to win the gold medal and forever cementing their legacy. Michigan must beat Iowa to make this a memorable season as well. Now, Michigan should win, but they've played Iowa twice while ranked second in the past, and Iowa won both times. In 2016, the Hawkeyes upset number 2 Michigan, and then my first heartbreaking loss as a Michigan fan in 1985 when Chuck Long led number 1 Iowa over number 2 Michigan on a last-second field goal. But in a season of surprises and broken streaks, there's no way I'm picking against the Maize and Blue in this one. Give me Michigan over Iowa 30-18. So I've got the Bills over the Pats, the Vikings over the Lions, and Michigan over Iowa. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
If I'm not mistaken, this past week was the first week all season that you were 0-3.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. This is.
I want to point something out.
Yes,
Pat.
Yeah, huh?
You promised perfection. You were perfectly wrong.
You're right. That's a fantastic point.
And I think you're going to be 3-0 this week. I have to agree with Pat on his calls for this week.
Well, let's hope so. Although I think there are some Michigan fans listening saying, no, don't pick us, Pat. No, don't.
Yeah, it could be.
It's always fun to hear what Pat has on his mind because he does pick not from the heart.
That's correct.
Because if you did that, you'd be picking Michigan to win every game, and you'd be picking the Lions to win every game.
By the way, that 1985 game still lingers with me. I was recovering from an illness. I was on the couch watching that game, fired up for it, and I just remember my dad and my brother, who are Penn State fans, and they hate Michigan, were cheering a lot while I was crying in my pillow when Michigan lost that game. And the Big Ten Network showed that game recently, actually.
Did they really?
A couple of months ago. They showed that game. Showed that game. Great game, too. Yeah. I mean, that was really fun.
It was 1-2. I mean, what, yeah, oh, yeah, it was still really so fun. Disappointing.
It was.